NDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, increasing clouds, isolated rain showers this afternoon, upper 50s with wind gust at 20. Tonight, we'll continue with scattered rain showers, cloudy skies, lower 40s with wind gust at 20. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy, warmer 60. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies in the upper 30s. For Saturday, sunny skies at 63. Right now, it's 52.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. President Biden kicks off his Global Climate Leaders Summit today as the world watches to see how serious the U.S. is about meeting its new commitment to slash greenhouse gas emissions. Now, these emission-reduced pledges, known as Nationally Determined Contributions, or NDCs, are non-binding under the Paris Agreement. Other leaders likely to be skeptical about how concrete the U.S. pledge is without any action by Congress to cut emissions through a carbon tax or renewable energy standards or other means. America has never been shy. In fact, Sam Thurmston, CEO of Energy Innovation Reform Project, says, in fact, there are all kinds of commitments on international stages to bold climate action. Its follow-through in the commitments is challenging, he says. By the way, Canada says they will reportedly pledge to cut its emissions by at least 40% by 2030. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack, part of the breakout session this afternoon, called Adaption and Resilience. Interior Secretary Deb Hyland speaking in a session called Nature-Based Solutions. European Union legislators reached a preliminary deal yesterday, paving the way for passage of the European Climate Law, an interesting portion of the European Green Deal. The largest umbrella group for European farmers and cooperatives, COPA COGECA, is throwing its support behind the legislation. The law will define the path for European farming in the coming decades, the coalition says. European farms and ag cooperatives support the agreement objective, they say, on net greenhouse gas emissions reductions. The European Commission says the law lays out a path to reach climate neutrality by 2050 and the immediate target of reducing net greenhouse gas emissions by at least 55% compared to 2030 compared to those 1990 levels. It's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Most businesses across the state of Kansas are trying to reopen after the COVID-19 pandemic, but it's been difficult for many businesses as they're trying to find employees that just don't want to come back into the workforce.
No matter what somebody's looking for, part-time, full-time, seasonal, a skilled job, professional-level jobs.
That was Amanda Duncan with the Workforce Center on KSN News, where she says that all industries across the state are currently hiring, but with such high unemployment benefits right now for many, it's hard to get the workforce going, especially in the restaurant industry.
Everybody seemed to return to restaurants almost all at the same time. We can get interviews scheduled. We were having a hard time getting people showing up for their interview. And if we did have somebody show up for their interview and hired for the job, they didn't show up for the day of the job.
Right now, Kansas Works is seeing an all-time high number of job openings across the state with more than 45,000 listings in their system. Mid-America Network News.
The spring cleaning event is going on now at Midwest Kia. That's right. We're rolling up our sleeves, cleaning up our lot, and marking down over 300 quality pre-owned vehicles just for this event. That's 300 quality pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs at low, low prices, including a selection of vehicles under $8,000. You'll find your next vehicle at a price you want, and you'll always experience Midwest Kia's better way to buy. We'll have appraisers available on site to get you the best deal for your trade-in, and we always want to get you approved. What are you waiting for? Head to the Midwest Kia Spring Cleaning Event. Over 300 quality pre-owned vehicles with many under $8,000. Come see us or shop online at MidwestKia.com. Example 2012 Ford Focus, stock KE996A. Severity of credit will affect down payment, APR term, and vehicle. Negative equity applies to loan balance. With approved credit plus tax and fees, not all customers qualify. See dealer for details. Expires 4/30/21.
Roughly three quarters of Kansas counties have turned down new shipments of the coronavirus vaccine at least once over the past month as demand in the state slows down. State data shows that six counties have rejected allocations for four straight weeks, 33 for 1 week, and 26 counties for 2 weeks. Only 24 counties, mostly the larger ones such as Shawnee, Johnson, and Sedgwick, haven't turned down any shipments. The slowdown is coming even though just 37% of the state's residents have received at least one dose of the vaccine, according to the Kansas Department of Health and Environment. In other news, Lawrence will no longer allow minors to undergo conversion therapy designed to change a person's sexual orientation or gender identity. The city commission voted unanimously on Tuesday night to prohibit licensed providers from practicing the therapy in Lawrence. Commissioner said that research on conversion therapy shows it's harmful to children's mental health and increase the risk of suicide. After some religious leaders previously raised concerns, commissioners noted the ordinance is aimed only at licensed providers, not clergy or religious figures who provide counseling without a license. But American Network News.
You love farming through the good times and the bad, and you hope and pray your investments will pay off. Some of the risk factors you can control and others you cannot. That brings me to the importance of risk management. I'm Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance. With the right insurance plan, your farming operation will be protected against the loss affecting your crops, livestock, equipment, and property. Manage your risk with the help of Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Thursday. Under a proposal backed by lawmakers, police, sheriffs, and state patrol, those law enforcement officers in Nebraska would face greater accountability and have more yearly training with a focus on de-escalating conflicts. Senators gave the measure initial approval yesterday despite concerns from some that the requirements would be difficult for smaller law enforcement agencies to follow. The vote came one day after Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin was convicted of murder and manslaughter for the death of George Floyd, an incident that sparked sometimes violent protests nationally, including in Nebraska. A political party focused on legalizing marijuana can now run candidates and claim registered voters in Nebraska after it gained official state recognition. Secretary of State Bob Evnen says the Legal Marijuana Now party has met the requirements to qualify as a political party. I'm Rick Everett, Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
You want certified protection on any pre-owned vehicle, any make or model, all in one location? Head to Rusty at Ford.
If you're searching for the perfect certified pre-owned vehicle, look no further. Want a certified pre-owned Honda? Come to Rusty at Ford. Want a certified pre-owned Toyota? Come to Rusty at Ford. Want a certified pre-owned Chevy, Jeep, or Ram? Come to Rusty at Ford. We are now offering certified pre-owned vehicles of all makes and models. Over 300 to choose from. With Rusty Ag Ford's Blue Advantage program, receive 90-day, 4,000-mile comprehensive coverage with every vehicle going through a 139-point inspection. Rusty Ag Ford is your certified pre-owned powerhouse. Don't forget to ask about our optional 4-day or 200-mile exchange policy.
We've taken the shopping out of the equation, and the solution is simple. Rusty Ag Ford, your certified pre-owned powerhouse. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyAgFord.com.
Excludes Lincoln and select high-end premium brands.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Pawnee Mental Health Services has launched a new website at pawnee.org. The site features videos with clients, online client registration, and resources on mental health issues, including suicide. Visitors to the site can also register for community outreach classes, such as mental health, first aid, parenting, and divorce and children's needs workshops. Pawnee Mental Health serves residents of 10 northeast Kansas counties, including Marshall and Washington. This is one of 26 private, not-for-profit community mental health centers in the state. Pawnee Mental Health provides a full range of mental health and substance use recovery services, provided regardless of ability to pay. In fiscal year 2020, Pawnee employed about 250 staff members and served almost 7,000 adults throughout the 10-county service area. Again, you can find the new website at pawnee.org. The Kansas Forest Service offers low-cost tree and shrub seedlings for use in conservation plantings. Plants are 1 to 2 years old, and sizes vary from 5 to 18 inches depending upon species. Orders are accepted through the first full week in May. Approved uses include habitat. They may not be used for landscape. Plantings are grown for resale. All items are sold in units. Each single species unit consists of 25 plants. For additional information, contact your local county extension office. Kansas Farm Bureau is recognizing sesquicentennial farms in conjunction with its annual Century Farm program. The Century Farm Program honors farms who have owners or operators related to the original farm owner-operator for 100 years by December 31st, 2021. The sesquicentennial farm recognition goes beyond that to farms in the same family for 150 years. Deadline for consideration to be part of the 2021 programs is May 15th. Additional details available on the Kansas Farm Bureau website. Deanna D. McAtee, age 80, of Washington, passed away Saturday. Private family service will be held at a later date with Award Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Deanna McAtee. Milton E. Vidosh, age 92, of Odell, passed away Monday. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at the United Methodist Church of Odell. Burial in the Odell Check Cemetery. Visitation Wednesday, 3:30 until 8. Thursday, 8 until 8. Family will greet friends Thursday from 6 until 8 at the Fox Funeral Home of Beatrice in charge of arrangements for Milton Vidosh.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between, you can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Twin Valley Developmental Services will host a drive-through potato barn bake sale Friday, April 23rd at the Waterville Firehouse from 11 to 1 and 4 until 7. Baked potatoes with toppings, sloppy joes, and homemade kolaches. Call ahead of orders Thursday, 9 to 4, phone 363-2490. Drive-through potato barn bake sale open to the public Friday at the Waterville Firehouse, 11 to 1 and 4 until 7. They're also hosting an online auction with a KU cornhole game, outdoor patio heater, barbecue bundle, and 50-50 chance. Bid online at charityauction.bid. All proceeds benefit Twin Valley Developmental Services.
I take great pride in my lawn. My Raptor Zero Turn Mower from Hustler gives me the perfectly manicured cut I want. With the power, strength, and speed of a professional zero-turn mower, I quickly maneuver around obstacles with ease, allowing me to maneuver around life's most difficult obstacle, time. Hustler Turf, quality tools designed to improve quality of life.
Find the entire line of Hustler residential and commercial zero-turn mowers at Blue Valley Trailers in Waterville.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Upper-level system will bring us increasing clouds with chances for some scattered rain showers this afternoon into this evening. Otherwise, just cloudy skies for tomorrow, and then we'll see dry weather as we head into the weekend, sunny skies as well as warmer temperatures. So across the area, increasing clouds, isolated rain showers late, upper 50s with wind gusts at 20. Tonight, scattered rain showers, cloudy skies, lower 40s with wind gusts at 20. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy skies, temperatures at 60. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies in the upper 30s. As we enter Saturday, we're looking at mostly sunny skies. We'll see temperatures around 63. Saturday night, partly cloudy skies, lower 40s. As we head into Sunday, we'll have mostly sunny skies, much warmer temperatures in the mid-70s. And Monday, we'll continue with dry weather as well as warmer temperatures. That's looking at your forecast. This is meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Coming down the runway now from Reflections Hallmark is a crochet cardigan with fringe trim. Absolutely says spring. Perfectly accessorized with an aqua crossbody bag and silver earrings. The entire Reflections clothing and accessories line this spring has just been stunning. You won't want to miss out on this collection. Reflections in downtown Marysville, more than just your favorite Hallmark store.
Average high temperature, mid-April, 70. Record high on this date, 93. The average low, 45. The record low, 25. Sunset this evening at 8:11. Sunrise in the morning at 6:40.
Grab a trash bag and look for litter. It's all about cleaning up today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. the state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, April 22nd, the 112th day of the year. Legendary actor Jack Nicholson has a birthday, and on this day in 1970, Earth Day was born. It started after then-Senator Gaylord Nelson called for action after a massive oil spill in Santa Barbara, California. On that day, 20 million people protested throughout the U.S. in the name of environmental protections. Thus, Earth Day began. The protest helped create the United States Environmental Protection Agency and the Clean Air, Clean Water, and Endangered Species Acts into law. This year's theme is Restore Our Earth. Today, you're encouraged to walk, cycle, or take public transportation to work. Even a small act such as buying a reusable water bottle or planting a tree can benefit the environment. And that is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more about today in history at almanac.com.
Make your move and join a great team at the Wagon Wheel in Marysville. Immediate openings for cooks, servers, and dishwashers, both full and part-time, are available now, offering competitive wages with consideration for experience and extras like paid vacation for full-time employees. Flexible hours based on your schedule, but evenings and weekends are required. This would make a great second job for extra cash or a full-time opportunity with real potential. Hiring immediately. Contact Lori Snellings or Lori Parks, the Wagon Wheel in Marysville. Now hiring for all positions.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Thursday. Salvador Perez hit a game-ending RBI single, and the Kansas City Royals avoided a sweep by topping the Tampa Bay Rays 9-8. George Soler, Hunter Dozier, and Carlos Santana homered for Kansas City, which trailed 6-3 heading into the bottom of the seventh. Scott Barlow allowed Joey Wendell's tie-breaking RBI double in the ninth, but got the win when the Royals rallied. Wendell had two hits and three RBIs for Tampa Bay, which had won five in a row. Brandon Lowe hit a two-run homer during the Rays' four-run first inning against Jacob Junis. NFL owners approved eliminating overtime in preseason games and expanded selection of jersey numbers for receivers, running backs, and defensive backs. The league will also allow on-field officials to get certain objective information from the replay official and designated members of the officiating department, quote, when clear and obvious video evidence is present. I'm Rick Everett with your Thursday Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
As COVID-19 vaccines are becoming available, Americans are eager to learn more, but frustrated about where to find answers. That's why AARP is working to protect Americans 50 plus by making sure you have the latest information about vaccines and the distribution plans in Kansas. Just visit aarp.org/ksvaccine to learn who's eligible for the COVID-19 vaccine in Kansas, when, where, and how to get it, and what you might want to discuss with your doctor. That's aarp.org/ksvaccine. Paid for by AARP.
Ag producers, get a jump on spring equipment efficiency now in the downtime with MJ's Truck Repair of Mound Ridge. Now's the time for farm machinery downtime maintenance and diagnostic services. So when the crops are ready to go into the fields, you're ready to get going. With diesel engines our specialty, MJ's also takes pride in superior gas engine repair and custom work on all implements. MJ's Truck Repair, under the big American flag off of I-135 Mound Ridge.
The Indy 500 is coming, and there will be thousands in the stands allowed to take in the race. More from CBS News correspondent Matt Piper.
Start your engines. Amongst a whole lot of fans. Next month's Indy 500 plans to have 135,000 fans in the stands. That would make it the largest sporting event in the world since the pandemic began. The Indianapolis Motor Speedway says it worked with county officials to come to the conclusion that 40% of venue capacity would be safe Memorial Day weekend. The well-known infield snake pit will be closed, and all the traditional concerts will not be held, including on Carb Day and Legends Day. Matt Piper, CBS News.
The Indianapolis Motor Speedway says it worked with county officials to come to the conclusion that 40% of the venue capacity would be safe Memorial Day weekend. And the Royals back in action tomorrow night, beginning a four-game series with the Detroit Tigers. Mid-America Network Sports.
Need to replace or repair your current vehicle? Honeyman Auto Sales and Service is here to help you with either one. Put your stimulus check or tax return to work. Call us or come see us at Honeyman Auto Sales and Service, East Highway 36 in Marysville, or online at honeymanauto.com, home of quality and value.
Generations have relied on Kinsley's of Marysville, the Padden Funeral Chapel in Frankfort, Hanover Mortuary, Ward Funeral Homes of Lynn in Washington, and Landreth Axtell Funeral Home. You can continue to rely on the professional experience that they provide and the heartfelt concern that they offer each family that they serve. Caring concern in your family's time of need.
At Galloway Wiegers and Brenniger, we're about building relationships, one client and one issue at a time. I'm Jason Brenniger, and I invite you to visit with me for any legal services you might have, including probate, estate planning, and trust administration. Advanced planning has countless advantages to your family, including greater control and disposition of your assets and tax issues that might come up. Call for a no-obligation appointment today. Check us out on our Facebook page or at gwblaw.net.
Improve your health and elevate your mood with a mindful walk in the woods. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Known as forest bathing, the goal of this practice is to slow down and become immersed in nature. It's not a strenuous hike, but rather a slow walk on a gentle path, engaging all five senses along the way. Turn the cell phone off and listen to the birds, smell the scents that fill the air, and experience all aspects of the surrounding woodlands. Engaging in nature helps clear your mind of clutter as you relax into the moment. The practice of forest bathing began in Japan in the 1980s, but the benefits of nature have long been known and shared in writings by John Muir, William Shakespeare, and more. Studies found forest bathing reduces blood pressure and stress. It increases focus, energy levels, and improves sleep, and much more. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Don't let disease-carrying mosquitoes ruin your summer. Summit Mosquito Dunks kill the mosquitoes that transmit Zika virus, West Nile virus, and other diseases. Just float an all-natural mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, rain barrels, and wherever water collects to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days. Summit Mosquito Dunks are America's best-selling organic mosquito control because they won't harm people, pets, fish, birds, or other wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at garden centers and hardware stores. Protect new and established plants from hungry herbivores with organic animal repellent Plant Skid. It's safe to use on fruit and veggie gardens as well as trees, shrubs, and flowers. Plant Skid uses odors associated with predators to encourage critters to dine elsewhere, even before taking a bite out of your plants. It's effective against deer, rabbits, voles, elk, moose, chipmunks, and squirrels. Plant Skid is rain and snow resistant, so fewer applications save you time and money. Find out more at plantskydd.com.
KNDY.
The second story of an old drugstore may not seem to be a place of historical significance, and in many ways, perhaps it wasn't, except for a few months in late 1846 and early 1847. The tale of who lived above the drugstore is this edition of the American Countryside.
We all know a few fair weather folks. They're around when the food comes out.
Oh, yeah.
Nowhere to be found when the cows are out. With all life's uncertainties, you want a reliable partner. With you, rain or shine. When it comes to nitrogen, there's a new, predictable choice. Pivot BioProven. The tiny nitrogen-producing microbes that have a big impact on your bottom line. Pivot BioProven. Predictable. Productive. Weatherproof. Get a reliable partner. Get the new nitrogen. Get Pivot BioProven.
Each day, we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on the American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, and you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America.
Henry Sweets can tell you a lot about one of the oldest and most historic buildings in Hannibal, Missouri.
This building is known as the Pollister House or the Grant's Drugstore Building, and it's one of the earliest buildings that still stands in Hannibal. The timbers were cut and fitted together in Cincinnati, Ohio, and shipped by steamboat in 1836.
Actually, Hannibal wound up with the building a bit by accident.
The building was actually headed upriver from Hannibal, but when it arrived, Marion City was under floodwater, so the timbers were unloaded here in Hannibal, and we became the beneficiary of the structure.
One of the early occupants of the building was Dr. Grant, who had a drugstore in the lower story and lived in the upper level. You probably wouldn't know much about that doctor, if not for someone else who lived across the street, John Clemens, father of Samuel Clemens, better known as Mark Twain.
Well, Mr. Clemens was never a good businessman, and when he first came to Hannibal, he began to operate a general store that went bankrupt, and he had debts. He ended up clerking in another man's store for a while.
Mark Twain's father had another seemingly prestigious job as well, but it was not enough to make ends meet.
He was also elected to be a justice of the peace. Well, his courts were quarterly, so he was not getting a lot of salary. And finally, in late 1846, he was totally bankrupt, and they had to leave the boyhood home. And Dr. Grant and his family let them move in with them upstairs in the rooms of the Pollister House.
The upstairs of this drugstore became Mark Twain's home for a few months as a boy. And those months were significant for what would happen next. That part of the story, next time, as we travel the countryside. In Hannibal, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCray.
There will be a personal property and real estate auction for the family of Alan Stern Saturday, April 24th. Sale begins at 10 a.m. at 743 Cherokee Road, northwest of Marysville. Selling a 22-cubic-foot refrigerator, a mini-fridge, tools including a lathe, bandsaw, jigsaw, compound miter saw, radial arm saw, roller tool chest. Items selling at 11 a.m. include a John Deere X310 riding mower, 42-inch, 5x8-foot metal utility trailer, 45-gallon pool boom sprayer, Homelite 5600, 11.5-horse generator, plus several guns. Real estate sells at noon. This modern 3-bedroom, 1-bath home with partial basement and large addition is on rural water and sits on 3/4 acre tract. This personal property and real estate auction for the family of Alan Stern begins Saturday, 10 a.m., from Marysville, go north 8 miles on 77 to Valone Elm Corner, then 1.5 miles west. Olmsted and Sandstrom, real estate broker and auctioneers.
Some weed seeds only have a few days to germinate, and others can lie dormant for years. Hi, I'm Jody Hankey. Weed seed longevity depends on a few factors, as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com. Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
That we just can't seem to get the upper hand on. Their weapon against us is seed longevity. Most annual weedy grass seeds die after 2 to 3 years, but some broadleaf weed seeds can remain viable for decades. Mike Owen is a weed scientist at Iowa State University. He says weed seeds that have a hard seed coat are more likely to survive the trials and tribulations that occur when they fall into the soil.
Weed seeds such as the velvet leaf, very hard-seeded coat, will last a long time. Foxtail seeds, which don't have a hard seed coat, are less likely to survive more than a couple of years. there are many things that attack weed seeds. There's diseases, there's climatic conditions, there's insects and all kinds of things that will affect them. Those generally are what is going to determine just how likely a weed seed is going to survive.
The pesky Palmer amaranth weed can produce as many as a million seeds per plant, but only a small percentage of those seeds will sprout and grow into a pain in the field. Owen says from an ecological perspective, it depends on whether a weed seed is in a safe site to germinate.
Factors that are involved are obviously temperature of the soil, sunlight to some degree, nutrients and things like that really don't affect it. The depth obviously will impact because sometimes in tillage, for example, you may cause the weed seed to get the appropriate sunlight exposure, but then because of that tillage, you bury it too deep.
Careful weed management over time will reduce the number of viable seeds in the soil and make your life in the garden or field a little easier. Learn more about weed seed longevity at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Quiet. I'll never forget the bridal shower my family threw for me. My aunt spent time planning the menu, sending the invitations, and getting the decorations in order. Hi, I'm Callie Bruce with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. They spent a lot of time getting things in order, and it made such a difference. And you know, getting your finance in order can take some planning, too. When you bucket things on your short-term and long-term goals, it can help you be more organized so you can tackle your financial to-do list. Short-term goals are things like paying off a credit card with a low balance, ensuring you budget enough for your daily expenses, and saving up for a weekend trip. Longer-term goals are things like planning to grow your family, saving for retirement, or upgrading your home. No matter what you want to achieve in life, it's important to talk to people you trust, like a financial professional, as you make your short and long-term goals. And remember, no matter how hectic the planning process can be, things always work out, especially when you seek God and make decisions based on the plans He has for your life.
Cutting through the confusion surrounding the carbon marketplace, today on Farm to Fork.
O'Reilly. A farmer's work is never done, and the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts with a complete line of fuel pumps and filters, hydraulic hoses, couplings, and fluid. So your equipment maintenance and repair doesn't stand in the way of a hard day's work. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts today or O'ReillyAuto.com and search farm.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Keep pollinator safety in mind as you plant treated seed this spring. Here's Stephanie Darnell, Seed Treatment Stewardship Manager for BASF.
To help protect pollinators and wildlife as farmers take to the field, be sure to read and follow the label, observe the wind speeds and direction, and eliminate flowering plants in and next to the field prior to planting. Reach out to beekeepers in the area and work together to keep the bees and crops healthy.
Learn more at growingmatters.org/besure. The new carbon marketplace can be a bit overwhelming, and a company called Arva Intelligence in Salt Lake City is looking to simplify the process. Arva Director of Sales Matt Rolick says that's what's behind the new Arva Carbon Ready program.
Our first and foremost job is to work with a trusted advisor network like an equipment dealer, an agronomist, a retailer, whoever is really working as that trusted advisor for the grower, and get them to help lead this charge because they have that relationship. And we want to work with them and their growers to just figure out where they're at.
Rolick says Arva uses artificial intelligence and machine learning to aggregate the data needed to produce crops sustainably and to participate in the carbon marketplace. If you want to participate, that is.
So let's first figure out where you're at, and then we'll help you understand what you can do next. And you might decide that you don't want to do anything. You might just say, I don't want to do anything right now. I just want to go here. Some of the customers we've been telling, just pump the brakes a little bit. Instead of signing away something that you don't understand yet, let's help you understand it before you sign anything up.
Learn more at arvaintelligence.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Ag News, soil temperature reports from Mid-America Ag Network. Well, today is, of course, Earth Day. The newest annual greenhouse gas inventory report from the Environmental Protection Agency offers a sector-by-sector look at emissions. As we celebrate Earth Day today, American Farm Bureau Federation economist Shelby Myers says the report includes good news for agriculture.
And for agriculture, we stayed relatively neutral compared to last year, and U.S. agriculture greenhouse gas emissions contribute just 10.2% overall compared to some of the other economic sectors like transportation, electricity, industry, commercial, and residential.
Myers says the positive numbers are the result of fine conservation efforts by farmers and ranchers. She says it's important that farmers and ranchers make sure that others know about their success. Soil temperature report brought to you by Abilene Machine. See their great part selection and order online 24/7 at AbileneMachine.com. And by Kansas Corn Growers Association. Check them out online at KSCorn.com.
not getting any warmer. Those cool nights, last couple of nights, have had an impact on our soil temperatures. The central part of Kansas, 45 to 49 degrees. Northwest Kansas is at 40 to 43 degrees currently, and we are a shade cooler than that in north central and northeastern Kansas, up around 38 to 39 degrees there. In most of Oklahoma, 48 to 52 degrees is the average for soil temperatures. We're seeing some numbers coming back slowly in the southern sections of the state, 55 to 57 degrees in the southern counties. And we are still looking at some cooler temperatures in the western sections of the panhandle. Those counties clock in at 48 to 51 degrees. Soil temperatures at a 2-inch depth. We begin to see a bit of a warm-up over the weekend, and that hopefully will begin to warm our soil temperatures as well. Ag News, Soil Temperature Report, Mid-America Ag Network.
As COVID-19 vaccines are becoming available, Americans are eager to learn more, but frustrated about where to find answers. That's why AARP is working to protect Americans 50-plus by making sure you have the latest information about vaccines and the distribution plans in Kansas. Just visit aarp.org/ksvaccine to learn who's eligible for the COVID-19 vaccine in Kansas, when, where, and how to get it, and what you might want to discuss with your doctor. That's aarp.org/ksvaccine. Paid for by AARP.
News. Your most trusted team in Kansas every weeknight has a new anchor on your side.
Hi, KCLAN. I'm David Scott, and thank you for joining me and Deb Ferris each weeknight at 5, 6, and 10. I'm excited to go to work for you every day, keeping the great people of KCLAN informed. Join me, Deb Ferris, Cake First Alert meteorologist Jay Prater, and sports anchor Chris Lilly each weeknight at 5, 6, and 10. Cake News, always on your
first
side.
First and foremost, thank you, farmers, for all that you do to keep us fed, clothed, and moving down the road. Your hard work and dedication touches our lives every day in more ways than we will ever know. As a producer, you know how important having the right tool for the job is. So when it comes to risk management, you also know that there's one vitally important tool to help protect your operation, and that's crop insurance. So give me, Tammy Sudlogic, independent rain and hail agent at Alliance Insurance, a call to discuss all your crop insurance needs.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Biofuel industry groups urging the EPA to replace what one trade organization calls outdated and confusing labels for E15 gasoline. Growth Energy said in comments submitted to the EPA that the wordiness of the current label is difficult for consumers to digest and leads to confusion about the fuel and whether it's allowed for use in the vast majority of vehicles on the road, which it's legal. Growth Energy pointed to a recent survey that found nearly half of consumers say the current label makes them feel uncomfortable and unlikely to use the fuel. Some 40% expressed engine concerns. In separate comments, the National Corn Growers noted only a small percentage of vehicles now on the road are not approved for running E15. They said with nearly all drivers now able to use E15, labeling should inform consumers the product is safe for use in their vehicles. Leaders of rural electric cooperatives around the nation meeting virtually with lawmakers and their staff this week. Top priorities include Congress to allow co-ops to refinance their USDA loans without prepayment penalties. Jim Matheson is CEO of the National Rural Electric Cooperative Association. He says co-ops could save $10 billion in interest if they could affordably refinance their loans in today's lower rates. He says prepayment penalties are outdated banking practice, and co-ops currently hold about $44 billion in loans. The association is also joining some other rural broadband providers and raising concerns about how well the Federal Communications Commission is evaluating applications for broadband funding. Those groups specifically question whether SpaceX can carry out its plan for satellite-based service. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
In the market for a new pickup, the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville has a hard-to-find new 2021 Silverado 1500 work truck and a pair of 2021 Silverado 1500 LT Z71s, one with a Duramax package. Your new pickups awaiting your test drive today at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
Having adequate land is essential for your farming needs. But should you buy or rent these acres? Weigh the pros and cons on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office.
committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
As we work to get through these times together, you may not be thinking about blood donation, but blood is needed to save the lives of people who are sick with a range of illnesses. It's easy and safe to give. If you are in good health, please donate. We need heroes now. Visit redcrossblood.org to schedule an appointment.
Your eye on farmland that just came up for sale or to rent. Making the decision to own it or lease it has many dimensions and can't be made lightly. Craig Askham is an extension agriculture agent at North Dakota State University. He says whether you rent or buy, learn all you can about the property, especially the productivity and cropping history. Renting is usually a cheaper option and involves a short-term contract, but it's critical to know what you're getting.
Why is it being offered for rent? Is it because it's been mismanaged in a way that it's very unproductive as far as mismanagement, as far as chemical inputs or fertilizer inputs, which would really limit your ability to which crops you could grow on the type of land?
Buying the land is a long-term capital investment, and you're building equity into your operation. You also have total management rights of the property. But with that control comes responsibilities that a renter would not have.
If it's been mismanaged, then obviously you have to get that land back into production readiness. If there's any water or drainage problems, you take that responsibility. Any zoning laws or anything like that that's on the land, you're responsible for all that.
Askham also emphasizes expressing your concerns and thoughts with others involved in the operation and talk about what happens if you, as a landowner or renter, are no longer a part of the operation. I'm Jody Henke. Find more tips on making the decision to rent or buy farmland at agriculture.com.
As you plan your spring planting needs, consider your crop insurance needs. Any changes in your planting rotation or farming operation? Do you need to add a crop? Are your levels of crop insurance adequate? Contact Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency in Marysville today. Let her help you plan for the upcoming season.
Market information, Mid-America Ag Network. A huge day for corn, soybeans, and wheat. Looking at some double-digit gains all the way across in every category. May Kansas City wheat is currently up 40. At 6.73 quarters. July is up 40 at 6.77 3/4. Similar gains in Chicago and Minneapolis as well. May corn is up 25 at 6.50 1/2. July corn is up 25 at 6.31 1/2. Soybeans are huge. May soybeans up 39 1/4 at 15.36 1/2. July beans up 38 1/4 at 15.17 3/4. May soybean meal $10.10 higher at 4.22.30. July is up 9.80 at 4.25.90. Bean oil is experiencing some huge gains. May soybean oil at 62.56, that's up 237 points. July is at 59.08, that's up 214 points. So a huge day for corn, soybeans, and Kansas City wheat. Cotton is doing well. May cotton is up 17 points at 85 even. July cotton is up 20 points at 86.43. Now we get into an entirely different frame of mind, an entirely different look here at the livestock complex. April live cattle down 207 at 117.77. June live cattle down 165 at 115.60. Each of the back months down by well over a dollar. April feeder cattle down 270 at 132.40. May feeders down 370 at 135.90. Some of the back months and feeder cattle are down by more than $4. So an ugly day for cattle. Hogs started the day on the plus side, but that gave way fairly quickly. May hogs down 67 at 106.92. June hogs currently down 92 at 103.60. So fat cattle and feeder cattle along with hogs are doing poorly. Grains and soybeans doing well. Markets from Mid-America Ag Network.
You want certified protection on any pre-owned vehicle, any make or model, all in one location? Head to Rusty at Ford.
If you're searching for the perfect certified pre-owned vehicle, look no further. Want a certified pre-owned Honda? Come to Rusty at Ford. Want a certified pre-owned Toyota? Come to Rusty at Ford. Want a certified pre-owned Chevy, Jeep, or Ram? Come to Rusty at Ford. We are now offering certified pre-owned vehicles of all makes and models. Over 300 to choose from. With Rusty at Ford's Blue Advantage program, receive 90-day, 4,000-mile comprehensive coverage with every vehicle going through a 139 Ford inspection. Rusty at Ford is your certified pre-owned powerhouse. Don't forget to ask about our optional 4-day or 200-mile exchange policy.
We've taken the shopping out of the equation, and the solution is simple. Rusty at Ford, your certified pre-owned powerhouse. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEggFord.com.
Excludes Lincoln and select high-end premium.
Beatrice Scrap Processing in Beatrice, Nebraska are buyers of all types of scrap iron and metal, offering free service of 20-yard roll-off containers delivered to your location, paying fair market prices. Give them a call at 402-223-4490 for more information, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Beatrice Scrap Processing in Beatrice, Nebraska, 402-223-4490.
John Hankey with Third Road Ag Sales features C-Tech Genetics, Polansky Seed, as well as Concept, Agritech Microbials and Fertilizer Supplements and Seed Treatments. They also offer American Knit Wrap with $5 from every roll sold, benefiting veterans' charities. Third Road Ag Sales is a family-run ag supplier offering top-of-the-line products and first-class customer service. Call John Hankey today at 562-7157. Or find them at Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook. Count on Third Road Ag Sales for help growing your profits.
Shine for me. The Black Squirrel City's brand of classic country, heard through seven decades across Kansas and Nebraska. KNDY Marysville is AM 1570 and FM 94.1.
Here's the latest from